You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Primaries today. The polls will soon be open in Kentucky and Oregon, and voters will be choosing their candidates. We want you to choose a candidate tonight. Anticipate what speeches the candidates will be giving tonight. Of course, only the Democrats are involved in the contest today. But choose Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, or John McCain, and give us a closing line, a kind of a zinger line that represents the long journey these candidates have made from the beginning to this point in the campaign. It's been a long, strange trip to the nomination. It's true that Kentucky and Oregon are holding primaries today, but it's a contest, a pair of contests that probably can't deliver the nomination to Hillary Clinton or stop Barack Obama's momentum, although it's possible that after today, Barack Obama will actually have the majority of the pledged delegates. It's short of what's needed for the nomination, but another milestone. Obama is counting on a victory in Oregon and spent yesterday campaigning against John McCain in Montana.
Thanks to George Bush's policies, Iran is now the greatest threat to the United States and Israel and the Middle East for a generation. And John McCain wants to double down on that failed policy.
Double down.
Double down.
That's an interesting phrase.
Hillary Clinton enjoys wide support in Kentucky. Of course, it's a little like West Virginia last week. And she spent the week stumping there yesterday.
We know very well we've got two wars. We've got an economy in trouble. We've got the cost of everything going up while incomes are staying the same or even falling back.
Whether you follow the over and under or the double down, later in the program we're going to take a look at the rhetorical journey of all these candidates over the long campaign. But first, what journeys have voters been on, lo, these many months? Pat Gallagher from Louisville, Kentucky, is an old friend of our program. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great, and it's great to talk to you. It seems like thousands of years ago when we met.
It really does.
And describe for our listeners the journey that you've taken from where you were more than a year ago politically and where you are today.
Well, more than a year ago, I registered Republican and had the opportunity to meet Barack Obama and kind of switch sides here and throw my support behind him. And in that time, I've gotten cross-eyed looks and people questioning, you know, just my loyalties to my sanity, you know, for supporting this guy. And to me, it's a clear choice.
Are the cross-eyed looks diminishing now? Certainly Barack Obama was more of an obscure choice back then.
Yeah,
right?
No, they definitely are. I mean, I was thinking about this. I've seen one man who I know who remained nameless. He's 74 years old, and he saw his first African-American when he came here from Ireland, and somewhat bigoted views, who voted for Barack Obama.
Really? So
yeah.
A lot of people are making the journey with you. Now, when we met, you had shown up on a public document which indicated that you had given, actually, not only were you supporting Barack Obama, but you'd given him $500 as a contribution. Are you still a contributor?
I am. I've realized that I don't think Barack needs my money as much as I do in the economy these days, but I've definitely been supporting him, you know, going out and helping canvass and talk to folks. But Barack, I think everybody knows, has not had much problem getting money.
But he's going to have a problem winning Kentucky. I mean, he may do well in Louisville, your city, but he's not going to win the state.
Yeah, no, everybody here, no one's really expecting him to win the state. But it is interesting. He was here last week, and I think he had somewhere around 10,000 people show up at the convention center. There was a line about five blocks long. Last night, Hillary was here, and I could have gone up at the last minute and gotten a very good seat,
Patrick,
which I find interesting.
Yeah, where is that discrepancy from what your view of things are happening in Kentucky and these polls that show Hillary Clinton is 30 points or more ahead of Barack Obama?
Well, I think Kentucky overall is a Republican state. And Louisville is much more Democratic. And so where Barack will probably win hands down in Louisville, I mean, just throughout the state, just like West Virginia, very similar. I think that's where the discrepancy is. And so when people focus on Louisville, Kentucky, just, you know, it's all about Barack.
All right, Gallagher, I got an assignment for you. Think about a closing line for Barack Obama tonight, and we're going to ask you about it at the end of the segment, all right? But hold on there. From Oregon, we've got Sarah Gelzer, who's with us. She's a voter with her own journey, possibly not as expansive as Gallagher's trajectory from Bush to Obama. She's a 34-year-old state representative and joins us now from Corvallis. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, where were you a year ago politically, and how have you changed as this campaign has moved forward?
Well, a year ago, like most Oregonians, I never expected that it would be primary day and Oregon would actually matter. So, like most Oregonians, I was watching and paying attention with interest to the presidential nomination process, assuming that by the time we got here, there would be a presumptive nominee, and that's who I would vote for. But I would say probably around January or February, as I was studying the candidates very closely, I found myself more and more committed to Senator Clinton. And there were two points that really pulled me over into her camp pretty firmly. The first, of course, was the incident in New Hampshire where she choked up a little bit when she was speaking and the media kind of came down on her for being emotional. And like many women across the nation, I was outraged.
So you jumped to her defense. You jumped to her defense on that moment.
I did. She is a smart and capable woman, and certainly any male candidate who would get choked up would be seen as sensitive rather than weak. And I think that galvanized me to get more involved in making my own choice. At that point, I was still watching the debates as well and listening to the answers of the candidates. Particularly on the area of health care, it became very clear to me that while they are both fine candidates, it is, in fact, Senator Clinton that has a clear plan to move our country forward and, I think, restore the middle class and help to make sure everybody has access to health care, which is a very important issue to me.
So, Sarah, your journey is from a question mark to focusing on her gender and treatment in the media and health care. Do you have a final line for Hillary Clinton that you'd like to write for her tonight very quickly?
I would say run into the end.
Run into the end. Pat Gallagher, how about a line for Barack Obama?
Change is happening now.
All right. Pat Gallagher from Louisville, Kentucky, and Sarah Gelser from Corvallis, Oregon. Thank you very much. Voters on their own journeys in a very long campaign.